This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No worries. You're in the hands of good, solid thinkers. The DJV Show, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria's out sick today. Jennifer Horn is here in all of her shining glory, having just taken a shower, blow-dried her hair, so she's going to look fabulous when she goes on the air on her other program. Here doesn't make so much difference, but over there, yeah, I got to look
your best. Here you get me in pajamas.
Yeah, all right. All of us in pajamas. Jay Kirshner is here at the ready in her pajamas, and today I'm always wondering about a lot of things, but one of the things I'm wondering about today is how the Super Bowl is going to be handled by law enforcement when there are literally thousands of police who have COVID. Will it be over by the time, when is the Super Bowl? 2 weeks from this week?
Or February
1 week?
13th. Oh, yeah.
February 13th. All right, so 2 weeks from this Sunday, most of them ought to be over by then, right? Don't you think?
Well, yeah, but they have this crazy quarantine policy. So everybody, even if they're not showing symptoms, I think, I'm not sure if it's 10 days or you have to have a negative test to return to work. I believe at this point it's 10 days. Yeah. So you've got 2,500 LAPD and Sheriff's Department employees who are out. Keep in mind that this is a fully vaccinated department because they fired healthy officers who were unvaxxed. So this puts a little salt in the wound. Perhaps maybe they wouldn't have the shortage of officers if they hadn't fired people who.
Oh, come on, Jennifer, stop thinking, will you please?
I know.
Let's come on.
It's just me being a little weird and sensible. I know. Right. Now, the other story that comes with the Super Bowl is the homeless encampments that are all over Los Angeles. If you're in LA, you see them.
I think I'll go around LA this weekend and count. If I have some spare time, my grandson Miles with me will go out and count how many homeless
there are.
You're
going to do some canvassing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorites are the ones that actually have electric hookup on the streets because these people are like evil geniuses, and so they hook into power poles, and then they steal a TV set, and they've got a TV in their camp.
Comforts of home.
But yeah, why not just go live off the grid?
I know. There's also a few that have, they decorated for Halloween, for Christmas. I mean, it's very nice. Yeah. But around SoFi Stadium, LA's going in there and going, oh, wait a second, we've got people from all over the world coming in for the Super Bowl. We better clean this stuff up. So isn't it nice that living and dying on the streets of LA is fine unless the Super Bowl is coming to town and then they're going to sweep you out of the way so that it doesn't look yucky when
Super Bowl is coming to town.
This is the first year, and maybe it's because of all of the homeless encampments, but I have not heard a whole lot about sex trafficking regarding the Super Bowl. Normally, there's a lot more conversation about that
because there are a lot of girls brought in.
This year, it's just all about homeless populations.
I hadn't thought about that. Okay, Stephen Breyer is retiring. Seems like he wasn't ready to announce it, but there's a little push and a little shove, and so I guess I'm going to retire. Who's going to replace me?
This shows that there's a real fear from Democrats that they're going to lose the Senate. It's widely believed that they will probably lose the House of Representatives. Mm. Historically, the party that's not in charge, there's a big shift of power. And Biden's polling numbers and the Democrat Party's polling numbers are in the tank all over the place. So it's widely believed that Republicans will lose the House.
Doesn't Jennifer say that gleefully?
Well, it's not gleefully, because the reason it's in the tank is that everything is like turning into a you-know-what hole. So it's not great. But anyway, the thought was
that
the Republicans...
If they go into that hole, though, at least they can measure COVID that way in that hole.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing with the Senate is that it's not a favorable map for Republicans to win the Senate, but there are enough seats that are now considered toss-ups that Democrats think that they're probably not going to have control. So they want to get someone confirmed while they still have control of the Senate. Even though it's 50-50, Democrats are seen as the leading party because Kamala Harris can be the deciding vote if they are deadlocked at a 50-50.
Kamala Harris for the Supreme Court!
So
yay!
Biden promised to nominate a black woman. There is
there
a list
go.
Of black women
See
that are
later.
Going to be looked at, but I'm hearing it tossed around more and more. Kamala Harris maybe gets their popularity problem out of the VP position and into the Supreme Court.
Make her unpopular in the Supreme Court. Fewer people to be unpopular with. Okay, so as I fly into LAX tomorrow, I'll be looking around for the guy who jumped off the plane, although he's going to be in jail by then, I guess, right?
The guy that, he's already in jail. Well, this is an old story, and I think we actually talked about it here, but yeah. I always wonder, like, what happens to those people? You know, the ones that go crazy mid-flight, there's an emergency landing, or that do something. You hear the story, but then you never hear what the punishment is. And so I thought it was kind of interesting to learn that a man was sentenced to 18 months in a federal prison, not even a local one because it's the air, after he jumped out of a plane at LAX last year. It was that United flight that we talked about for Salt Lake City. It was taxiing when Luis Armando Victoria.
Why did he want to get out? I mean, I can understand if the plane was sitting on the tarmac for 3 hours.
Right.
I'd maybe do that myself. But why did he?
He sprinted to the front. I don't know. He sprinted to the front of the aircraft. He started banging on the door. He tried to get into the cockpit. Then
let
he
me out,
the flight attendant, who tried to stop him, and then, charmingly enough, he went to the emergency exit and opened the door himself, deploying the emergency slide and got the heck out of Dodge. The pilot shut the engine off so that he wouldn't get sucked into it.
Yeah.
And I guess somebody on the plane tried to restrain him, but he ended up getting away, landed on the tarmac, crawling away, broke his leg during all of that.
Yikes.
Now we know, 18 months in federal prison and $20,000 in restitution.
But you can shoot somebody in L.A. and not get that much time. There you
Apparently, he had smoked a lot of crystal meth, which he said before he went to the airport.
That has nothing.
There you go. Okay, so I see that the press secretary is cognizant of Russian disinformation about Ukraine. What a shocker that is. I don't mean to sound cynical, but hello. Are you just realizing the Russians are fully you-know-what? Especially
kind of funny,
puking
isn't it?
Putin? It is kind of
funny, especially after all we heard from her own party was about Russian disinformation when President Trump was in the White House. So now it's like, oh, there's Russian disinformation. What? We've only been talking about it for 17 years. So Ukraine and Russia, it's a mess. And there is now the belief that Russia will invade Ukraine by the middle of February. They already have 130,000 troops. Biden says he'll send out 8,500 troops. Is that really what's right? I mean, I don't think anybody in this country wants to see United States troops get involved in a war with Russia to escalate it, to create World War III, because that's exactly what would happen. If we send over a lot of troops, then you'll get China involved. It will be a disaster. So the best thing
Why don't we just shoot, send a sniper over and shoot Putin? We can do that. We do it. We've certainly done it plenty of other times.
Better than that, strength through diplomacy, right?
Yeah.
Make Putin think that he can't get away with this stuff. For everyone that said Trump was a Russian puppet, Putin never tried any of this when Trump was in office.
You know, they never say that Putin or Xi are American puppets. Anybody ever say that?
No.
It's always that the Americans are puppets. Okay. Let's talk about speaking. We got to give equal time to China because the Chinese ambassador somehow or other interrupted this Wizards Clippers game. What was that all about? The Chinese.
This is insane. So we know the NBA's relationship with China.
Yeah.
Well publicized.
Yeah.
So the Clippers, apparently, I just heard about this. It happened on Tuesday, but it was the Washington Wizards squaring off against the Clippers. During halftime, they bring the game. I guess it's not even halftime. I guess they interrupted the game. And they brought on the Chinese ambassador to America, Qin Gang, who did a pre-recorded speech to the audience talking all about the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year.
And the lunatics that are running China?
Yeah. What is happening?
They did a Chinese dance troupe, like a whole deal honoring Chinese culture.
Okay.
And meanwhile, there's like more and more evidence, by the way, about COVID. And so I don't know if you guys watched Brett Baer this week, but Brett Baer on Fox took everything that we've been talking about and he ran with it with another crazy accusation that all of the people. So remember under Dr. Fauci, under the National Institute of Health, there were a lot of doctors who said they believed that this virus escaped the Wuhan lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then they changed their tune and they said, no, it's probably from a wet market or a bat. Do you know that the National Institute of Health rewarded those people who changed their tune with money in funding their projects? And there's a paper trail to prove it.
Oh, fabulous. Perfect. Meanwhile,
when is he going to get called out, this Fauci?
Faking Fauci. Okay, so there's an anti-China bill that's in the House, right? And it is being sponsored by a bunch of Democrats, and the Republicans don't seem to like it because it doesn't really do anything. Not any surprise, but and that's not Democrat versus Republican. It just is, what are we doing? We're doing nothing. The American people want something done.
And so we're in trouble for doing nothing, and now we're going to do nothing formally. Right.
Yeah, right. Let's hear it for doing nothing. Ungabungalunga. All right, so let's see here.
A lot of people believe this whole virus was a result of Trump's tariffs on China. When he was trying to even out the trade playing field, a lot of people think that this was China's retaliation because of those sanctions and because of the tariffs on Chinese products. And it's possible.
All right. That's okay. Calm down. The latest poll. Now, this is going to get everybody charged up. Latest poll from Rasmussen says almost two-thirds of people in America say that the news media is our enemy. Were you just figuring that out? The news media is not your friend.
What do you think? Now, do you think it is?
Well, I think it depends on how you use it as much as anything else. If you take one element, one source, one thing, one newspaper, one radio program, one television program, if that's the only place that you find out what's going on in the world, and they can twist and turn things around as they do, then, yeah, I don't see it as being helpful. I think it's very challenging today, and I think that's why a lot of people depend on folks like us who look at lots of different things and kind of come up with experientially what it is that kind of really makes sense.
I had a revelation. Back in the 70s, the American people completely trusted the government. The news media did not, and they questioned everything. Today, the American people don't trust the government, and the news media questions nothing. I saw a report. It was Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes about a vaccine.
Days.
Yeah, a vaccine for the swine flu, where someone had been paralyzed and they were pushing the vaccine on people and they actually covered it. Can you imagine today's news media doing the same thing? They would never question it.
Well, that's the thing. The news media is not the news media. It's the snooze media. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Don't snooze because you lose. Right now, My Pillow has a special on the Giza Dream Sheets. Lots of people talking about this. Buy one, get one free. The offer is now. I got they have flannel sheets that I ordered yesterday. I'm getting two sets for the queen size bed and the king size bed. You can do the same thing. Go to mypillow.com, use the DJV code, get those Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. The offer is now at mypillow.com. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside. Or choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders if it's over $35. Get your order quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people getting married.
Epidemic, almost.
Something in the water.
Yeah, and it's not the right time of year to get married. Who wants to get married in the wintertime? Come on.
A lot of people get married in the winter, especially around Christmas, because everything's already decorated and the snow is really good.
Well, Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day, maybe that's what it is. It's in the air, anyway. So we were talking about Macaulay Culkin, who's still 16 in everybody's mind, getting married to this 33-year-old, so she's robbing the cradle. Let's find out who Brad Garrett got married to right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so let's get to the root of all evil, and that's marriage. With Brad Garrett getting married to whom?
Another actor. Her name is Isabella. I'm not sure how to say her name.
I would pronounce it Isabella Quella. That's how I'd pronounce it if it was me.
throwing in a couple extra A's in
there. Why not? Yeah, Isabella Coella. That's a very
Lady fun. Garrett, we shall call her. Apparently, Lady the couple Garrett. Got married back in November. But we're just now finding out about it. People has exclusive photos from their nuptials. And they've been engaged for quite some time. They actually had 4 failed attempts at getting married. Mm-hmm. One wedding was postponed because of wildfires. And then you had mudslides. And then a couple times during the pandemic.
This.
So they
finally
were
together.
Just like, we're going to do
Hold
this.
On. Wait a minute, let's see this. 15 years they've been together. He's 61, she's 37. So 15 years ago she was 22, and he would have been 46, right? 22 and 46. Let's see, that's...
they met in 2008
24
in
years.
Boston, actually, Doug.
Oh, that's good. 24 years.
Yeah, and they've been engaged. They got engaged after dating for 7 years. So they've been engaged
they
since
children?
2015. They do not have any together, but he has 2 adult children from his previous marriage. He was married for 7 years before a divorce in 2006.
How old are they? Are they as old as she is?
he has a 22-year-old daughter named Hope and a 23-year-old son named Max.
Got it. Adele has been replaced.
She has. Well, no. Caesar's Palace needed to find somebody to fill some of those seats at the Coliseum for a few shows at least.
Yeah.
And they found that in Keith Urban. Keith Urban is taking on 5 of the dates that were supposed to be part of Adele's Vegas residency.
His wife will be filling one of those seats. You can be sure about that. She loves him. Shows up pretty much at all of his performances, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. And it's always cute because she's dancing along and
Very
singing
cute.
With all of the songs. And he always shouts her out. And you can tell that she's super embarrassed by it. It's adorable.
Really? And we're talking about whom? Where'd he go? What happened? Do we stop?
Talking about Nicole Kidman?
Yeah. That was it. You answered the question. You get the prize. 28 past the hour.
For your consideration, the most exciting debut of the season, unlike anything you've ever seen. It's the new Staples Connect store. Critics call it jaw-dropping. Victoria Adams of Retail Review says, I laughed, I cried, I redesigned my logo and bought an Xbox. Staples Connect has it all. New small business services, innovative tools to work and learn from anywhere. It will change the way you think about Staples.
Staples Connect, now open at 5665 West Wilshire, 1 block east of the La Brea Tar Pits. Learn more at staplesconnect.com/LA.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Want a deal you'll love on a Valentine's Day gift they'll love? Shop and save right now at Kohl's. Get 20% off Food Network bakeware, up to 50% off festive pillows and decor, and sterling silver diamond pendants for just $69.99. On top of all that, you can get an extra 15% off and earn Kohl's cash. What are you waiting for? Get to Kohl's and celebrate the special moments for less.
Select styles, 15% offer ends January 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Help wanted at the Supreme Court. In July 1994, Supreme Court nominee Stephen G. Breyer was nominated by President Clinton and confirmed. On Wednesday, he announced he will retire soon. Former clerk for Justice Breyer, Thiru Vignaraja, on CNN says it's a different world and a different court since 1994.
The court that Justice Breyer joined was far less politicized, was far less contentious. Every one of the justices on the court he joined was unanimously confirmed or confirmed by overwhelming margins.
The United States has rejected Russia's demand to keep Ukraine away from NATO. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he gave no concessions, but said that he was offering Russia a serious diplomatic path forward should Russia choose it. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said President Vladimir Putin will now assess Mr. Blinken's response. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maskless school children in Virginia choosing not to wear a mask by law are forcefully blocked from entering campus. Carrie Lewis, president of Independent Women's Forum and a mother, is on Fox News telling her side of the story.
Well, you know, I decided that I wanted to take my my two elementary school kids and exercise my right as under the Virginia Executive Order that gives parents like me the right to opt my kids out of masks. I knew that Fairfax County Public Schools had decided that they were not going to follow this order and that they were going to prevent schools from allowing such children in. You know, I didn't want to cause a ruckus at my local elementary school, so I gave them a heads up the night before. Sent a nice letter or email telling them that this was going to be happening, and then showed up, and indeed my kids were suspended, but it was just a little strange the way that they reacted to it.
Dr. Quanta Ahmed from NYU says vaccines are good, but the best way to take care of your health is to lower body mass and work on your cardiovascular system.
Masks, obviously, that helps, that mitigates, but being as healthy as we can, lowering body mass, becoming physically active, going outdoors, with all of the restrictions that we've experienced in New York State, many of my patients are developing obesity. They are developing depression. They are developing major health problems, mental health disorders, because of these restrictions, and that is a huge healthcare burden that's not being recognized.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program, 27th of January. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here looking at the Fed's announcement. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum. There's going to be a rate hike. There's a rate hike in your future. So, what does that mean to all of us? Yeah, what the heck? The interest rate predicates the, not only interest, the interest, this makes sense. Interest rate predicates the interest rate. Also, inflation. And because inflation is high, the folks at the Fed say, okay, time for us to ramp up the interest rate so we can slow down inflation. So, they're going to look to this in mid-March, make this change. So what does that mean? Where does the interest rate go? And how does it affect us? Well, it depends. It'll bring up the cost of a mortgage, so that'll slow down home building, slow down the sale of homes. That means it slows down all the things that are ancillary to that, and make buying a car more expensive,
So make it a buyer's market for homes, or is it going to be more of a seller's market? Or no, it's a seller's market right now.
Seller's market now. No, I don't think it'll change that much. The economy is too hot. Too many people have too much money. There's a lot of pent-up demand from the last couple of years. So maybe this will reduce a bit the size. You know, they've got $9 trillion in their Federal Reserve. And so what do they do with that? I don't think people even understand how the Federal Reserve works. It isn't the Treasury Department that sets policy. It's this is a private group. It's another one of the conspiracy theorists who say the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, that bunch, the Rockefellers, and families related to them all control what goes on, not only here in our country, but all around the world. And they claim that it's good for the Chinese to be doing what they're doing because everybody's got lots of money, will make lots more. I don't understand how they figure that, but then I've never been accused of being a great financial whiz.
It's all just making the middle class less and less existent. It's all going to be the super wealthy or the not rich.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that could happen. The fellow who sold the gun to the synagogue gunman, this is Malik Faisal Akram, who was the guy from England, held those four people hostage in the synagogue in Texas. Remember that from earlier this month?
Yeah.
Charged with a federal firearm crime. This is the guy who sold the gun. I don't think until this week they knew how this guy got the gun, because he wandered into the country and he didn't have a gun with him. So this fellow, Henry Williams, has been charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. He sold this guy, Akram, the weapon on the 13th of January, which is only, what, a day or two before
he went into the
synagogue. He admitted to officers that he had sold the gun to Akram, who he said told him that he needed the weapon for intimidation for somebody who owed him money. Oh, yeah, that's a good
reason. So even just making that statement, even though that was clearly a lie, but even that statement, isn't that enough to be like, you don't get a gun right now?
Yeah. I would have thought that would have... listen. Hello, ding, 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 ding. Anyway, that's...
grief.
Yeah, exactly. It is just the craziest world. It is. Everybody's going nuts. Crazy except for you and me. That's it. Joe Biden has signed an order making sexual harassment in the military a crime. Didn't we think already that was...
Yeah, why was that? Again, good grief. Why was this not already considered
a
crime?
Been? Yeah, exactly. Unga bunga.
Welcome out from under your rocks, people.
Yep. The folks who are interested in food news will be happy to hear that there are some things going on at McDonald's. I don't know why this is the arbiter. They have a new McPlant burger. The McPlant burger is the Beyond Meat burger that Burger King has had for, 2 years? McDonald's just getting in on the action.
They're a little slow to it.
Yeah, well, I think that they're... don't people say that they don't go to McDonald's as often as they used to? I don't know where they go.
Yeah, there's been a lot floating around, especially on TikTok, of people that are saying which fast food places you should continue to eat at and which ones you should stay away from, which ones have real food, which has food that was made in a plant. Yeah. And in McDonald's,
plant-based. When they say plant-based, they don't mean it was made in a plant.
Definitely genetically modified. Yeah. There's the GMOs in there. But with McDonald's, they outsource their chicken nuggets to Tyson. So they were saying if you eat McDonald's, only get their chicken nuggets. That's technically the only real food. This is according to the TikTok videos floating around social media.
Really? And the Tyson chicken outfit is under the influence of the Chinese because they're trying to buy Tyson's and Purdue, just like they did Smithfield of pork producers. Yeah, it's owned by the Chinese. Yeah. Here we go with some more. Let's see. Oh, did you know that Chipotle has a plant-based, what do they call it, chorizo? Is that how you pronounce that? You eat it, Chipotle? Chorizo? Yeah.
I have it in a long time. But, yeah, they have a plant-based chorizo now.
KFC has a plant-based fried chicken. So what do they call it if it's plant-based, not chicken? Plant-based what?
Beyond.
How do you call chicken? How do you call it chicken? Yeah, no, it's not chicken.
Fake chicken, faux chicken.
Well, that's Kentucky Fried Chicken hasn't been. It's been KFC because they don't serve chicken. They serve chicken parts, ground up. You know, it's chicken sausage basically, which is the guts. Anything that sausage, pig, pork sausage, turkey sausage, chicken sausage. It's all the guts, the internal. That's the healthiest part, actually. It's not. It doesn't sound tasty, but it's actually good for you. So if you're eating the things like Kentucky Fried Chicken has been grinding up all the guts and the that sort of thing and basically serving you. Yeah.
No. This is so gross. Although if you get KFC's popcorn chicken, it's pretty much just all breading. There's like no chicken in it to begin with.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the food news department. White Castle is another quality place. White Castle has canceled their fine dining on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is getting canceled all over the place.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on here?
So many people loved the whole White Castle Valentine's Day dining ritual.
You can thank Omicron for that. Their restaurants have long held a special dining-in experience on Valentine's Day for couples who want to remember their special day with $1 burgers and french fries. Who's going for that?
That was always cute how they would put tablecloths on the tables. I don't know if all of the White Castles did this, but I know some
romantic
in different areas will. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's a good little
dining
promo.
It's kind of an oxymoron, though. Fine dining at White Castle, somehow.
I feel like there's no fine dining, though, on Valentine's Day, because somehow they find these extra chairs and tables that they've been storing away the rest of the year and manage to find spots to squeeze them in, and you're suddenly on a quadruple date with people you don't even know because all of the tables and chairs are that close.
So what do you
do
on Valentine's Day, typically, you and Ryan? What do you do?
We actually don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
We're
legends against the holiday.
We're
very
anti.
Yeah, we're very anti Valentine's Day. So we typically stay home. And
tell Victoria that Victoria will probably cash you out if you don't like Valentine's.
Oh, is she an advocate for Valentine's Day?
Fabulous!
Ooh.
Oh yeah, big deal.
All right, we're gonna have to have this. We're gonna have to redo this conversation all over again.
Yeah, save it for tomorrow. Well, we can. There's the growing number of brands that are giving customers a chance to opt out of marketing emails ahead of Valentine's Day. Ads and promotions around the holidays, particularly the ones that celebrate relationships, according to the politically correct cause, anxiety and depression. So if you don't get flowers, if you don't get a song, if you don't get some kind of thoughtful approach to Valentine's Day, you feel left out.
But, see, that sounds like a you problem. And not you specifically, Doug. Not you specifically. I mean anybody that
I don't have to worry about Valentine's Day.
Anybody who, if you have your expectations set and you didn't portray those expectations to the love of your life, and then they fail, is it really their fault or is it your fault? Because nobody's a mind reader, and you're the one that set the expectations. So, again, that's a you problem.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. The Girl Scout cookie, speaking of food, having a supply chain problem.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's see here. Their newest cookie is called Adventureful. It's they're selling a cookie with the mints and the Samoas and all that. I like the lemon ones, frankly. But they're in short supply. The product program team in Washington, for example, which is the largest of the organization's chapters, has 25 counties in Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, and the district. The info went out to scout leaders over the weekend. These people who helped to orchestrate the cookie sales have been notified there's a big problem. Apparently they are not able to fulfill all of the orders that customers have placed. There are not enough boxes to hand out to meet the orders for the booths that the troops operate outside grocery stores. You know, you go buy your
cookies outside the store. Yeah, I didn't know they still did that.
Yeah. I've seen them do it.
I always thought it was all just online anymore.
I've seen
the Boy Scouts with their popcorn tubs.
Yeah. The problem, according to the volunteers, it's the people who are indulgent, brownie-inspired enjoyers of these cookies will have to wait until the supply chain issues are handled. That's the PR. 2 million boxes of this stuff are ordered, and they can't fulfill. That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah, and the season's not
over
yet.
No other variety. Yeah, apparently that's the only one there's a problem with because it's new. All right, boys and girls, 46, almost 47 after the hour here.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Yes, Miss Dutch. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next? I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Three after the hour on the DJV program for this Thursday. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments Time with Jay and Doug and Chucker. Theme from Laverne and Shirley, making beer, right? Didn't they work in a beer, not a beer hall,
yes.
Didn't they work in a brewery or something?
That was, yes, they did it in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right. So, remember the, what was the name of the beer that was made in Milwaukee? The beer that made Milwaukee famous. What was the name of that beer?
Was it Schultz or something like that?
No, Schultz was the brewery they work in. Schlitz.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, but what's the... There was an actual beer brand. There was I remember when I was first in radio, we used to run the commercials, and it was the beer. Was it Pabst Blue Ribbon? There's some beer that made Milwaukee famous. Somebody will send us an email.
I think that's it. Laverne, anyway, Laverne and Shirley premiered this day in TV history, January 27, 1976. Let's reflect, Doug, for 1 second. No VCRs. You couldn't tape anything. There were three networks, and it was a thing which they still have now, but it was very big back in the day, called TV Guide. And when your full preview TV Guide came in the mail or you got it at your newsstand, it was actually very exciting because with three networks, they really pumped up a lot of these new shows. They brought back older shows, existing shows, or they introduced new ones. And, you know, it was a really cool thing back in the day. And Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days, a very successful show also on ABC.
Tuesday, Happy Days.
Yes. It also spun off Mork and Mindy, a show called Blansky Beauties. Joni Loves Chachi, which was pretty awful, only lasted one season. But I still think back in the day, sitcoms had a little bit more meat, a lot more substance in terms of character. They actually delved into some more serious stuff besides the less, unlike some of the
shows. They also had audiences that actually laughed and not laughed.
Live audience. Live, yeah.
Right.
True.
Yeah. Laugh tracks are stupid. All right, well,
now, let me just point out, now we have a lot more than three networks, and HBO Max just released in a filing that they have 47 million subscribers now domestically and 74 million worldwide, I think at an average cost of about $11 a subscription. So you could see
$11 a month.
$11 a month, right.
Yeah,
so $11 a month times
and
74
Netflix
million.
And didn't just say that they were going to increase their prices?
They
I think
did. $2.
Yeah. Two bucks.
I think it's like 19. I think the average price of Netflix is now 19. Let me ask Jay a question. How many streaming services do you subscribe to?
Almost all of them.
So what is your bill a month? Do you have regular cable, yes or no?
Yes.
And what is your cable
Which is
bill?
Also tied up with our internet.
See, I'm going to get, I'm in Pennsylvania, so I have something called Blue Ridge Cable. I'm spending, believe it or not, a whopping $230 a month for cable. I'm going to get rid of that, go to YouTube TV for about $80, almost the same identical channels, and then I just have this streaming stuff around the edges. I don't know how the regular cable channels...
Well, how are they going to exist? People are going to go back to what they used to do. I mean, people were going away. They got Netflix, they got Apple, they got Amazon, they got this one and that one.
You can still watch live TV or watch shows
CBS
as soon as they're airing live.
Yeah. Well, I need to major. I have to watch local staff. I have to know what the weather is at night. So I do need that.
Local TV.
But here's another couple of interesting things. This day in movie history, 1970. I didn't realize this because almost all movies were G back in the day, right? So there was an M rating for mature in 1970. This day, January 27th, they changed the M to PG. And then ultimately in 84, they went to a PG-13 with,
That was because of a specific movie, if I remember correctly.
It was because of PG-13 was because of Gremlins, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Indiana Jones. That was it.
Yeah. And the first movie, was Red Dawn that had a PG-13 was a Patrick Swayze, Charlie Sheen movie that they actually released with PG-13. But there's movies now that really cusp on R rating that they still rate PG-13. Yeah. And then also one other thing, this day in history of entertainment, 1984, Michael Jackson got severe facial burns filming that Pepsi commercial. Yep.
Chris Evans is going to team up with The Rock, apparently.
Saw that.
Did you see that? Some holiday action comedy?
Let me tell you something, Doug. They don't work for scale. So those paychecks are big.
Not those two guys.
If you look at what Dwayne Johnson's doing in the last few months announcing, everything is streaming. This is an Amazon movie, what you're talking about. They're describing it as a Christmas action comedy. I don't like action comedies mixed. I just want straight action or straight comedy. I don't like the mixture.
Right.
But,
and I want to see it in a movie theater.
Video game movie.
I want to see it in a movie theater. The Rock was in that movie with Gal Gadot and Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
It was very successful.
Very successful for Netflix.
Yeah. I think it was that.
I noticed
theaters
it was cool.
As well.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Thank you, Chucker.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.